This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Google just made an announcement that next week the company will stop selling Google Glass, that piece of wearable technology that looks kind of like a broken pair of eyeglasses from the future. There's a screen, you can listen to music and make phone calls, you can shoot video, take pictures, there's even GPS navigation that's built in. Well, the device never caught on. A headset sells for $1,500, and consensus seems to be it looks weird and it's made a lot of people uncomfortable. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech, and he joins us now from New York. Hey, Ben.
Hi, David.
Can we construe this as a failure for Google? Here's a product that they introduced and today discontinued.
Yeah, I mean, I think in some respects, yes, right? This is the perfect example of how Google's design and product philosophy can fail. The company had this kind of incredible idea of augmented reality where you could put data in front of you while you're just sort of going through life. And we've been imagining this since, what, the first Terminator movie, David? But it wasn't really a fully developed product. Google came with the technology, tethered it to your phone, and expected people to, like, make stuff for it, right? And it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you have to come with like a full concept for people to get involved. And it was a controversial idea. It was weird. It cost $1,500 to buy a pair. It felt kind of elitist. It raised people's concerns about privacy, right? And maybe driving with these things on. There were a lot of problems. And Google just didn't make, I think, a strong argument enough with the hardware to make this happen.
So is Google Glass going away? Is this technology going to sort of live on in some other way?
I think it is. It's not going away. Tony Fadell, who you may remember as the guy who heads up Nest, which is the smart home part of Google's...
The thermostat, the smart thermostat thing?
Exactly. So Tony Fadell is now going to manage the Google Glass part of Google. And we might see some interesting things play out there. The company says it's no longer selling the pairs of glasses, but under Fadell, there could be some interesting things that play out there.
What do you make of the way in which Google did this, introducing a beta product, making it available to consumers, and then deciding, you know what, this isn't working out the way that we thought it was going to work out, this isn't catching on to the extent we thought it would, we're not going to do it anymore. That's kind of uncommon, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit, and it's hard to tell what their thinking was there in some respects. I mean, it could have been that they knew that there were going to be concerns about privacy, that this thing could become dangerous if it was used in the wrong way, and they wanted to sort of roll it out carefully. But I think it was a misstep for the company. I think they should have developed it in-house as Apple would have done. I mean, think about Steve Jobs when he released the iPhone, right? That piece of hardware was so just perfectly finished. It was ready for prime time, and everybody who touched it became an evangelist, right? Everybody who touched glass did not become an evangelist, and I think that was part of the problem for the company.
What happens to these early testers of Google Glass who spent $1,500 on a pair of these things? Are these things going to keep working? Is Google going to keep supporting them? What happens to them?
Yeah, I think the apps will continue to be supported, David. That's my impression, at least. They're not trying to cut it off. But it's, I think we're going to see less and less people wearing them, even less than we do already. I think we're going to see this, at least in the iteration that we are familiar with, we're going to see it sort of go away.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.
We have a list of other new product fails. You can check that out on Facebook, where you can also add your own.